So let me ask you a question. On this journey, we are faced with so many fears that most of the time we're not even sure what the fear is, where it's coming from. So therefore, it's hard to even face sometimes what it is we feel and that we know is a fear, but we don't understand it or know why it's there. So today I'm going to talk to you about 7 truths about fear that you need to know. So stay tuned. Hello, fellow flames. In case we haven't met, my name is Dr. Harmony, and I will help you live fearless, live loved, and live free. If you're new to my channel, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back. Make sure to subscribe and hit that notification bell so that you know when all my videos and content come live. So before we jump into those 7 fears that you may not have realized how they're affecting you or where they're coming from, I'd like to invite you to take a look at my Lightworker Academy and the link in the description or even maybe in a card above here. Basically, if you have been feeling that call in order to move into your next level of who you are and what it is you came here to do and know that you have a purpose and you have a mission, I've got a great group of people that we've started that's getting together and collaborating through community as well as courses as well as live coaching with me. So I invite you to check that out in that link below. And it might just be that next level of action that you need to take to help you break through the fears that's blocking you from stepping into your mission. I would also like to thank all of you that have followed me on the 33 Days of Self-Mastery Challenge. Make sure to check out the link above below in order for you to get plugged into those 33 aspects that you can look within yourself to find mastery within these things that can help you complete the wholeness, the oneness of yourself that will bring you into a place of feeling whole and connected to all of you. Today, I'm going to teach you 7 truths about fear that you maybe didn't even know. So fear is more than just a reaction to a scary movie. It is something that is deep-seated in an emotion that creates a lot of anxiety, a lot of worrying, and a lot of added stress to our body, our being, our minds, our hearts, our souls. It even causes physical reactions such as our adrenaline to pump. It causes our heart to race. It causes that lump in your throat and your palms to get sweaty. So it's a real thing affecting the body, but it's going to be so important that you learn how to identify and face what it is, where it is, so you can transcend these limiting fears that are blocking you from having the love you want, from having the life you desire, and most importantly, even stepping into your purpose and your mission of what it is you came here to truly do. So the first thing to know about fear is fear can be good for you. At times, of course. There are times in our lives when we're supposed to be afraid. You know, it keeps us from falling when we maybe are on the edge of a cliff to not get too close to the edge, doing things that might hurt us or even alert us if we're in danger and that we need safety and that we know how to keep ourselves safe. And that's what happens in this journey. But we've had a lot of traumas in our lives and soul traumas, and our body has built up this sense of protection. And so the body doesn't know, just like if your palms are getting sweaty, it doesn't know if the fear is still running or not, but the fear is still running inside of you based on the traumas you've went through. And so therefore your body is still responding, reacting, and going through that sense of like PTSD that things are coming up for you to face. So one of the things that would really help you is, number one, to neutralize the fear, the first thing you want to do is truly try not to resist it. Truly try not to judge it, but truly take a step back and say, okay, this could be good because you might be trying to protect me, but what is it you want me to know? What is it I need to know? And most importantly, when it comes, say, like to the twin flame journey and the twin flame, when the fear is that you're afraid of the outcome, if you do this wrong or you do that wrong or you don't follow this way or you don't act that way, that the outcome with the twin flame is going to send them running. The first thing you need to do in that is to know that they're only running from their self. They're not running from you. So if anything, you're triggering their fear, which is what they need to see, feel, to heal. And so the more you can stay in the neutral zone and not let it reflect back to you, the more you can realize, okay, this is really happening for us in this experience, but not to us. So the second thing to know is fear does have levels and it has ranges. And there's moments of just feeling this sense of like anxiety to not sure why, but you're very anxious and maybe you want out of the situation, or maybe you know that you're being warned of something, but you don't know what that warning is, to full-blown panic attacks, to that fight or flight moment that sends you in this sense of danger. And like I said, because of those ranges, what's going to be really helpful for you is to be able to identify that you also oscillate that level based on the false events appearing real, which is the acronym of fear. So there's an illusion that something sometimes is coming in to teach you something, to show you something, but that snowball turns into a mountain. And before you know it, you're operating in this state of continual fear based on the fact of memory and based on the experiences that you've experienced, rather than the fact that the fear or the outside danger or that sense of needing to be protected is even real. So be able to take a look at it and ask, is this real? Or is this a perceived perception of something that is causing me to feel like something's happening? And a lot of times it's our own resistance that we're fearing taking action and facing something, and mainly whatever that something is, it's facing ourselves. So if you can take a step back and take a breath and close your eyes and tune into your body, and start to feel where the fear is coming from. Where is it coming from? What part of the body? What solar plexus? Is it coming from the head, or does the heart or the gut and your intuition trying to tell you something? So try to learn how to listen to it. And that's going to help you be able to gauge if it's something that is more of a minor fear, or if it's truly something that is something you need to listen to or take action on, I should say. But you could operate from all ranges. So evaluate the ranges through your ability to feel it out and listen to it first. So the third thing to know about fear is you were not born with fear. You were born in a state of innocence. And in the innocence and the true nature of your true essence of your authentic being, you have a desire to return to that space, which could cause you to be blocked from returning by experiences I mentioned before. And so it's the lesson out of the experience, or not hanging on to experiences that, such as maybe the experience with you had with your twin flame, and now you have a fear that you'll never have that with another person, or you can't experience that again unless you are with that person. And so know that you create your own experiences, and that you're really just breaking down through this process, the things that you've been taught, the things from your parents, the things that they've done where they've taught you things like stranger danger. You really need to step back and become the observer in this to realize, is this my fear, or am I taking on fears of someone else? Because a lot of times the way we handle and manage these emotions is what we've been taught and how our parents have done it. And when it comes to, say, even the twin flame journey and how you should navigate it, a lot of times people take things personal and they take on the things of others, or they get triggered by someone because they, like I said, take it personal, but might actually even be the other person's fear projected onto you. I know when I was growing up, my mom was very fearful of water, and she wouldn't want me to get in the water over my waist. And I grew up on a lake, and I never even learned how to swim to date because of the danger that she instilled within me. And I know that I'm still working through layers of letting this go to know I was not born this way, but I took these things on through the experiences and through other people, that I no longer have to carry these with me. And especially with people like with phobias and things that are like unrealistic, that we make them in our mind as something to be real when they're not. So really evaluate and take a step back, as I mentioned, but most importantly, ask it through being an observer, what are you teaching me? What do I need to learn from this? And what, once you learn the lesson, you can let it go. And by all means, if it's about the fear of letting go of the twin flame, know that until you truly surrender that and you trust that, You'll be faced with fear until you can fully come into a place of trust and surrender. So the fourth thing, and I've kind of already touched on this, but fear doesn't need danger to trigger it. And that's where I talked about your body and your emotions and the things and trauma within you that is on autopilot. This is that post-traumatic stress syndrome that a lot of people are experiencing from this ascension journey and all the wounds that we've done and healed and are healing continually. And to know that all of that needs to be awakened. It needs to be felt. It needs to be acknowledged. We need to embody it and integrate with it in order to heal it. And what happens is when it starts to come up, it can create those panic attacks. It can mimic things, and they can come even out of nowhere, technically. But a lot of times when you're going through the journey, you'll have people and partners trigger things that you have not acknowledged yet, as I mentioned. But on the flip side, even if you have acknowledged it and you're not understanding why it's reoccurring, is because your body is acting in a state of the post-traumatic stress. And that's where it's going over and over and repeating in your body. Now, my body did that through COVID, where my body went into a state of shock. And, you know, luckily I knew what I knew with chiropractic. I'd done a lot of that, but I basically needed someone that could do what I did. And that's when Julian showed up in my life. And that's when he helped me really go through a lot of deeper healing, not just within our union and our reunion together, but within myself. And it took some things between us also to mirror the things I needed to work on in that deeper, most inner state that I'd ever felt before. And it can be very frustrating when we do this over and over and over and we think we're getting headway and then another layer comes up, and to know this is layering through this process after process. So no matter how much work you may have done, it could be still living out through your emotions, through your body, through subconscious thoughts and memory, from the experiences. And if you've not been working to heal that on the level, or let's say, let me back up. If you've been working to heal that and you're still experiencing issues with that, I would highly recommend that you follow up with him, because he's amazing at helping people map through that and cleanse and clear those deeper phobias and fears and anxiety. And a lot of it's had to do with his own experience of his own healing that's helped him. And now he knows how to help other people. So you can also check out a link below for him in that. And if you've thought about even seeing him as well as me, like, he's amazing. So just check it out. And I'm not just partial to that. He really is really good. So the fifth one, and something I kind of mentioned, but it's very important to get this, that a lot of times you are feeding the fear itself. It's got to do with where your focus is, what you're paying attention to, and where you're putting your attention will basically expand. And so what you're focusing on is creating more of what you don't want when you focus on that. So if you can shift your focus from some sense of that state of fear, worry, doubt, anxiety, lower vibrational programming, and you can start to shift it into the idea that I'm going to rise that above that. I'm going to maybe face that fear. I'm going to show up. I'm going to stop putting off what I need to do so I can stop creating more of what it is I'm creating because I have not followed through with the actions that I need to take. Then basically, if you can transform that lower frequency into the higher state, it's going to help you rise above it, and then you stop feeding the fear. So the sixth thing about fear that you need to know is to know that it likes to be in charge. Fear is an emotion, and it wants to dictate everything that's going on next. It wants to stay in control. But the problem is we tend to allow that to happen when we could take control of that and change our thoughts and our perspective, as I mentioned earlier. Also, though, note on the flip side that fear can be a strong motivator to help us get things done. But the problem with that then is sometimes the things that we fear in that would have us to do what is unnecessary that is blocking us from taking action. And if we don't take the action, then that might be holding us back from trying something new when we need to keep moving forward and basically becoming in charge of the fear and taking charge of it rather than it taking charge of us. So one example of that fear could be that you're needing to take action towards something that is going to help you step into your next level. And that could be in yourself and what you need to do with the actions you need to take to continue to heal the wounds. But I got to tell you, a lot of times letting that stuff stew inside of you is continuing to repeat the cycles, and you keep revisiting all those fears and loops. Even though you're going through the processes, they always take you back to the one underneath. And the one underneath is because you're not taking the action towards something that is of the greater good that you're fearful of. And then because you're fearful of it, you're not taking action towards it, and you're trying to stay comfortable. And an example of that would be potentially surrendering your twin flame so that you can open up and create space for the one, and calling in the one, and just, you know, leaving that space for whoever, and knowing that, you know, seeing that person that is the perceived twin as a divine being and have divine love, in a sense that you can see their own wounds, their own fear in this, and that in that you cannot take on their fear, and that you can basically step back and say, okay, they're not ready, but I am. So I don't know what that entails, but I'm going to be open to receive my highest good. And that could also take place in a sense of, you know, you came here for a purpose. You know, you came here for a reason. You know, you came here to be a way shower and a light worker, but you don't know where to start. And you don't know how to transition maybe from a job into a purpose. And you don't know how to get paid for it. You don't know how to start the spiritually based business. And that's what I want to tell you that I did with my Lightworker Academy. So if you've not checked that out, check out the link below, because that is something I would highly, highly, highly recommend, that if you have not taken the action into your purpose and your mission, and you've not faced the fears that are around that for you to step into your purpose and get paid to do what it is you came here to do and fulfill that longing that your soul is longing for, you will continue these loops until you step out of the loop and literally put the energy in that fear into something that's creative. And the minute you do, all of those fears are going to dissolve because you're going to heal in the process. So the seventh thing about fear that might be the best one, my favorite one, is that fear builds heroes. And what that means is that when you're afraid to take the action that I was talking about, and you're letting it block you, you're letting it prevent you from being your best self, your highest version, and your highest good, and living the life of abundance that you really came here to be, do, and have, and in life, love, and livelihood, then you are taking a step forward into discovering the secret to courage when you take the action. And this is where heroes are born, by taking these steps and fear and doing it anyway, and knowing that the bigger the fear, the more heroic the fight, and the greater the resistance. But also, the more you face that, the greater your breakthrough is going to be. And so I challenge you, I encourage you today, do not let fear hold you back from what it is you came here to do, be, and have, and to become the hero of your own life, your own journey, this whole ascension journey. And to know that you came here for a purpose, you came here for a reason, and that you should always do what you're meant to do, and that this is an opportunity for you to face those fears, step forward, and do it anyway, whatever it is you need to do within stepping forward to take some healing for yourself, to moving beyond the limitations, facing your wounds, face the triggers. Ask what the limitations, where they're coming from, listen, breathe, allow, transform, transcend, transmute through the process, because we're doing this for the collective. And in that, become the leader of your own life, take control, take charge, do all it is you were meant to do. And I send you guys so much love, peace, and harmony, and make sure that you like, comment, and share the shine. And I will see you in the next video. May you always face your fears, find freedom, and glow forward on fire. Namaste.